Welcome back, friends. For today and the next few episodes, Micah and I will have the pleasure and honor to read what our Heavenly Father wrote to us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. And I've subtitled it Wisdom, Wealth, and Moral Instruction. So to kind of put our context, properly, we always look at the authorship, principle, methods of interpreting scripture, historical context, that sort of thing. And so we're going to do that here, but very quickly, since we've covered this ground in previous shows. So the authorship is Solomonic in tradition. So whether Solomon penned it himself, he dictated it to a scribe, or it was within that mind frame or approach that Solomon had in discourse, the authorship is pretty much considered Solomon without much disagreement amongst scholars. However, we recall that the principal author for all of sacred scripture is the Holy Spirit. And we always read any part of scripture within its entirety of the canon, right? We don't ever want to be taking text out of context, for example. So the thesis statement for all of the book of Proverbs is this, that men may know, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, that men may know wisdom and instruction, understand words of insight, receive instruction in wise dealing, righteousness, justice, and equity, that prudence may be given to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth, the wise man may also hear an increase in learning, and the man of understanding acquire skill. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So that is the thesis statement for all of Proverbs. And within Proverbs 22, Solomon's going to zoom in on, burrow in on wisdom, wealth, and moral instruction.
Awesome. I love that thesis statement, just the sort of general idea of what the whole book is about and the way that it presents it just there at the beginning. And I feel it's so full of practical wisdom that's so timeless.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is timeless. So the date and historical context, it would be within the royal kingdom. And if you're familiar with Jeff Cavins' method of approaching the scriptures from a narrative perspective, that would be purple. So he uses color system, so that's purple. And the books focused on it in narrative would be 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And the years covering is 970 to 931 BC. So if you read those books, it kind of gives you the narrative background to what Proverbs is written within. So this book was possibly derived from the school associated with the royal court. Throughout the years, editors form the collection that we have before us. Proverbs in this form would have been particularly helpful during the post-exilic period. So some scholars, though not the majority, will sometimes think that this was written after the exile because it would have been so helpful. So that you have to, you know, acknowledge that there is that thought out there.
Yeah.
So the outline, so let's recall the overall structure of Proverbs, and then we're going to come into where we're going to be. And we chose to use, so there's, of course, different ways to outline Proverbs, and we chose the structure of spousal imagery to kind of help frame our considerations. And that is listed there. So we have the Proverbs of Solomon. We have the prologue, Proverbs of Solomon, Words of the Wise. That's where we're picking up. So we're going to be actually straddling two parts. Proverbs of Solomon is going to be 22 to 16. Then Words of the Wise 1 would be Proverbs 22, 17 to the end of that chapter. Actually, it goes through part of 24. Then I show the rest of how the book is divided out there, just as a refresher, you know, for those who care to take a look at it. So let's go into the outline of Proverbs. Well, we're almost at the top of the time frame. So do you have something before we go into Proverbs 22 proper?
I just always so appreciate your breaking down of things. And I feel like it's so easy to read the Bible just straight through and not take into consideration the context and actual structure that's involved. And so I so appreciate your wisdom in this area and the time that and effort that you put into actually exploring all of that. So thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Micah. And it is a real grace to be able to do this with you, because it encourages me to do this very thing. And it, scriptures, the Lord is so gracious. He comes to us, but it is a real treat to be able to bring a little more heft to the reading.
Yeah.
He knows who we are, but it is a real grace to be able to do this with you, and you encourage me to do this, because I'm not sure I would have taken up Proverbs and Psalms, certainly not with the depth that we've done it. So you have been such a encouragement to me in that regard. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, my friends, we're going to pick up in the next episode with the outline of Proverbs 22. Until then, my friends, fides et ratio.